It's coming from her. Chapter 1. Emily.
No, 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 I wail as the child next door starts crying again. This can't be happening. Not again.
But it is. Her cries are even louder tonight, desperate, echoing through the thin plaster and filling up the space all around me. So loud that I have no need to do as I normally do, resorting to pressing my ear up against the magnolia-painted wall as the sound radiates through the brickwork beneath. This time it is so blatant, so obvious that there is no denying it. It is happening again. Never laughter, only ever tears. Why is she crying like that? I press my hands firmly against the bedroom wall in a bid to steady myself as the sinking feeling swirls deep inside of me. Tonight the sound is roaring and my heart plummets to the depths of my chest as I shake my head because already I can sense it, how it will continue for hours. I won't get any sleep tonight. I won't be able to escape it, the uninvited sound that invades my home, my space, my head. Do something. Say something. Anything. Anything? Anything other than what I'm doing right now, which is standing gormlessly on the spot, behaving like I'm nothing more than a helpless spectator. Which is exactly what I am, I guess. If all I'm willing to do is stand here yet again and do nothing as the child's wailing grows louder. I feel distressed as a bolt of hot urgency jolts through me, as if it's trying to startle me into action. A tiny voice resounding inside my head as it whispers, "For Christ's sake, Emily, you stupid woman, don't just stand there. Check that the child is okay. Find out why she is crying." I should go. I know that. I should go next door and rap my knuckles hard against the front door and confront the child's mother. I should demand to know what's going on inside of those four walls. Why is the child crying so much like that? But already I can hear it, the accusation there. How my concern would only be misconstrued as judgment. Which of course it is. What mother wouldn't take offence at that? Because I am judging her, aren't I? No child should be left to cry like that. What if she is a young mother? What if she is struggling? A baby raising babies, I bet. Perhaps she is so bedraggled and exhausted that she barely has the energy to deal with the crying child. Stop making excuses. Check on the child. I should go. I know that I should, but I'm scared. Because I know what might happen if I do. The same thing that happened last time. Only this time it's different, isn't it? No! Don't go there. Don't get involved. Mind your business. Besides, I can't move now, even if I wanted to. My feet are weighted to the spot on which I stand, as if the soles of my shoes have been glued to the floor. I stand here, talking myself out of the idea of getting involved, giving myself a million reasons why I should stay right here, resigning myself to once again doing nothing at all. I am only one person, one solitary person. What difference could I make? Don't get involved. Ignore it. A flush of shame rises up through me as I make my decision. I cross the room and reach for the TV remote, turning the volume up loudly to drown the sound out, before reaching for my bottle of sleeping pills. One before bed. I take two, just in case. Because one won't be enough. One is never enough. And tonight, I need them to work. I need them to help me drown the sound out. To make it all stop. I am exhausted and I need to sleep. Even if it's only for a little while, at least. Chapter 2. Sasha.
This can't be right. She thinks as she slams the door of the taxi in